absolutely right. I mean, well, I mean, first of all, it might make you then say, well, yes, so what does an Oscar, you know, really mean? Sure, some years you say, well, that person absolutely deserved it. That was an incredible performance or an incredible film that he or she directed. But there are other years where, you know, you're scratching your head. Well, how did that happen? And again, we forget just how certain people in certain times don't necessarily appreciate, you know, what they have on their hands. It's only later that you realize, oh, my God, you know, yes. You know, it's like that woman you dated, you know, a few years ago. You know, she was really special. Why did I appreciate her more? She's not in my life now. But, you know, that it's sort of like that kind of thing. And I think he was someone who was very easy to take for granted because he was, number one, so prolific. His movies were so enormously successful. They were so entertaining that, well, how could someone who's like, you know, who does all this, how can he be also an artist? It really wasn't until later that people started to say, well, you know, actually, this guy really does have something to say, and he says it in a way that is just as eloquent, just as powerful, just as sort of disguised and clever as, you know, any of the great filmmakers that we can name. So, you know, Andrew Saris and all those others that were, you know, they sort of rediscovered these whole generations of filmmakers. They said, well, you know, we should look at them differently because they're more than just sort of people that make movies for consumption, you know, for entertainment consumption. They're, you know, these guys are, they have vision. You know, there's a vision they're getting across, and they're not going to be stopped. See, that's what's so great about Hitchcock. He was going to make the kind of movie he wanted to make no matter what. Nobody was going to prevent him from doing it. And, you know, you got to respect that. Because easily, he had the talent to just, he could do almost anything. So why would he be taking such risks? Psycho was a real big risk. I mean, that could have totally backfired. That could have been someone people said, oh my God, he's really gone too far. I mean, he's what's wrong with this old guy? I mean, he should have retired before, you know, it's like a baseball player that, if only he retired a couple years earlier, he would have gone out on top. Now we're seeing him like this. And, you know, he was willing to take that risk. But I think great filmmakers or just great artists or even, you know, the best in whatever they do, they constantly have to push themselves to go to a level they have never achieved. See, that's what I sense, you know, that was going on with this guy. And again, he was a personality on TV with Alfred Hitchcock Presents. He was funny. He was droll. He was more of a celebrity. So, again, you were, that sort of disarmed you. You didn't have these great expectations from him. And yet, behind the scenes, he was really, oh, my God, you know, orchestrating quite a you know, a body of work that actually, when you look at it really closely, it deserves close scrutiny because you're going to really reap some real serious rewards from it.